Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 12 of Isaiah chapter 40. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and measured the heavens with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth with a measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him of the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stalk taken root in the earth. But he merely blows on them, and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Raise your eyes on high, and see who has created these stars, the one who brings out their multitude by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, Jacob, and you assert, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary, and to the one who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Some people think that God is a force somewhere in the cosmos, while others picture a benevolent grandfather type who overlooks little sins. But these characteristics do not fully capture who Jehovah is. The real God might surprise you. As the Heavenly Father reveals himself in his Word, it's clear that, since he's made us in his image, he has the characteristics of a person. Throughout Scripture, he is named Yahweh, Elohim, Lord, or spoken of using masculine pronouns, he, him. The pronoun it is never used to describe him. He is so much more than a person, but the attributes of personhood fit him: intelligence to reason, emotions to feel, and the will to make decisions. At the same time, Scripture also shows God's immutability, which means his nature and character never shift. He is always spirit, and his love remains constant. We can expect that God's principles and laws will hold true, and he'll act exactly as he's promised. While he responds differently to various situations, those responses, like delight, anger, and mercy, are nuances of his being, not new traits. God has no beginning or end, and he's always the same. No one created him. God simply is. That's hard for us to understand. But if the Lord were completely explainable, he would be unworthy of worship.